Hey, howdy and happy day. The left-wing wackos are all about gun control, people control, yet again. Every time there's a shooting, there's been some really bad shootings here recently. One in Australia, that's a terrible thing, a terrible tragedy, and several more in the United States. But the left steps up and says, hey, y'all should not be allowed to shoot back, and you should be able to shoot back. Good guys need guns. Go buy more guns. Because the left, they're out of control, and the bad guys, they always will get more guns. So the good guys should as well. I mean, you know, an armed society is a masculine society. Really, that's what it is, because it recognizes that each citizen has a personal obligation to defend themselves, to be the first responders, their family, and for their community, and all the people standing close to them. But part of the left's gun control is sissies. It's a whole bunch of sissies who are going to show the real men who's boss by stripping the rights away from the real guys. It's a bad thing. Just saying. I mean, keeping with shooting, I shoot probably 600 rounds a week. You know, I've done this for a long time. I like to shoot. Boomity boom. It's kind of a fun sport. Delta Force, Special Force Commandos, they shoot more than 2,000 rounds a week. That's every week of the year. I don't shoot every week of the year. That's a lot of rounds. My. These guys, they're good at their job. That's interesting. The Alberta government, they recently noted that there's close to 400,000 gun licenses in that province, and more than, it's estimated that there's more than 5 million guns in that province. And a province of 4 million people. So that's kind of staggering. Hey, I don't think staggering is the word. It's appropriate. It's kind of what it is. And the Alberta government is stepping up and saying, hey, you feds, taking all the guns away from the good guys? Not so fast. So they're working so hard. I give them big applause, the government of Alberta. They're working really hard to protect law-abiding gun owners. How dare you come and take the guns away from all the good guys? Bah, bah. You know what? Let's talk about pregnancy. Pregnancy. That's one of the most common causes of sex, of hospitalization, okay? In addition to the birth itself, pregnancy involves costs, all kinds of costs associated with visits and time off of work and so many things. The average price is close to $20,000 for a woman prior to the child being born. So recently, some politicians are talking about men. Should men be responsible to pay half of that? I had to think about that, and that hasn't been done in the past. And yes, it should be. But how do you know who's who in the zoo? I don't think you can take a DNA test until the mother's about 3 months pregnant to find out, again, who's who. So, and in some cases, you need to know that. So, but it's interesting stuff. It's a brand new thing, and women, they got so much. There's so much talk about women, whether it be sports with men and all these other things, and women's rights and my body and the cha-cha. So should a man be responsible? Is an unwed father legally, or should he be legally obligated to pay care and delivery fees and so on? A lot of places, of course, have Medicare and all kinds of health insurance, but many don't. And even those who do, women have to take time off of work and so on. So now that it's been brought up, and it was brought up the other day by a woman, I was talking to her, we're out having dinner, and she brought this up, and I thought, you know what? I never thought of it. But now that I do, I think, yeah, I think a man should be responsible, because it does take two. Hey, just say it. Now, Minneapolis, you've got this big scam going on. And President Trump, of course, that unfiltered thing. He says, Somalians are doing it. Send them all home. There shouldn't be any Somalians in America. he really gets in there. But this thing in Minnesota, it really is out of control. More than $1 billion so far has been traced for these big frauds that are going on. And this Democrat, Republican, or representative, rather, she's definitely not a Republican. What's her name? Omar. You know, she's kind of front and center of all this. And they traced some money directly to her. And she said, well, that's okay. I returned most of it. Really? I robbed a bank, so I returned most of the money because you found out I robbed the bank. Come on, you're guilty as heck. And something should be done with that. I mean, Minnesota, it's just gone wild. I mean, the left-wing judges, here's a judge. Her name is Judge Sarah West. I mean, she overturned a unanimous verdict from a jury. So why have a jury? We have a jury now, and the jury is unanimous. They said guilty. This involved a $7.2 million fraud case. I think it was with Somalians. This report doesn't say that, but I kind of think from memory that it does. And she overturned it. and she's a left-wing whack. I mean, wow, why would I be a jury, on a jury? I mean, come on already. And this Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, he says, hey, Trump, you know what? You found all this stuff. I'm going to bring more of them in. And then he says, we're going to defend our neighbors, and I want to create new neighbors, and that's what I'm going to do. You can't figure out what's going on up there, if anything. Now let's swing over to Canada. The federal government has assigned at least 600 new employees to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. That was just this year, okay, in 2025. And many, many major departments refuse to report their staffing totals. They refuse. They work for the people. They say, you've asked a question. No, 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 we're not going to answer that question. Come on already. Over 600 people, there's probably 1,600 people on staff, and their sole function is to get rid of the white race. That's really what it is. Really bad. Canada's kind of going maybe like Iraq. Here's a funny story. Saddam Hussein, when he was around in the 2002 referendum, a vote, an election, he officially achieved 100% of the approval votes and 100% turnout. So 11,445,638 eligible voters all said yes in the vote for the president. What are the chances of that? Hey, Canada and all you other left-wing countries, pay attention, because when you get into socialism, socialism is communism in a hurry, or communism is socialism in a hurry, I should say, and dictatorship, of course, is part of that, and that's what you get. Venezuela, Canada, Britain, all of these countries, pay attention. Hey, Trump, thanks for doing what you're doing. Clean up all of this mess, and maybe the world will pay attention. Hey, see ya.